We had a great start winning the first three, and probably, you know, I was happy enough, believe it or not, down, you know, leaving Kerry. I thought we should have pushed on or seven each, but look, the last day we didn't get going early on, and, you know, I think we went 7-1 down, and after that we were on the back foot, but we dug in. But look, from a points perspective, we could definitely want to be winning at least one of our next two, just to be 100% certain. And look, we'll be looking no further than Dublin now on Saturday night.
Yeah, and they're two big games, two big challenges both away.
They are. Listen, they're to be honest, the Dublin one, which we're dealing with now, first and foremost, is great. Look, people are saying you're unlucky to be away to Dublin 2 years in a row. We're very fortunate, we feel, to be getting to Croke Park early in the year, and you know it's nice too to be heading a wee bit later in the year. The pace of the football would be that wee bit higher than it would be, you know, if you're playing them game one or game two.
Yeah, you mentioned pace there. Pace was something that was the big difference between you and Roscommon last time out, wasn't it?
Ah, there's no doubt, Tom. Listen, look, to be fair to Roscommon, I thought they were excellent. You know, there'd be a team that we are relatively new to ourselves, and they definitely caught us on the hop. I think they went 7-1 up, so they did. And look, we were very lucky to be probably only 5 points behind at half time. And look, it was a very good second half display from us. We really took the game to them. And, you know, up until, you know, with 15 minutes to go, we were back to 2 points. And then Oran obviously picked up the second yellow, which probably swung it back in Roscommon's favour. But I'd be delighted with the response in the second half.
Yeah. And in terms of this weekend against Dublin, how has your preparations gone for that? You've got a 2 week break, obviously, club games in between.
Yeah. Listen, look, it was all part of our kind of schedule as such. We didn't do a lot of training from the Roscommon game. We basically done a very light recovery session on the Wednesday night after it, and we did a bit of a get together on the Friday and left the boys off the clubs. They wanted them good and fresh for the first round of the club games at the weekend. Intended last week to be a bit of a down week, you know, it would have been quite intense there with the three games in a row, and you know, all the time we've arrived kind of, you know, on the 12th of June, which we're very much working back towards. But at the same time, you know, this week, the whole focus will be in Dublin and trying to get a big display down there.
Mm. And in terms of the weekend games, any casualties, any knocks, any bruises?
No, nothing major. A couple of lads a wee bit sore and that. They just text off on Sunday evening and Monday, but just as you'd expect from a training session with ourselves, you know, there'd be a few aches and pains, but thankfully nobody was taken off or anything with injury, you know.
And looking at the weekends, Christy Toy, Colin McFadden didn't play for St Michael's, Carl Lacey didn't line out for Four Masters, or Big Neil, Frank McGlynn didn't feature either for Glenswilly or Glen Finn. How are they for this weekend?
I think Colm is actually, you know, he's very much on the comeback trail, and we're hoping that he'd be integrated back in the football side. If a chance of being involved at the weekend, Christy just has a slight groin strain. He twinged it slightly against Roscommon, so I think he sat out more as a precaution. Frank obviously missed the game against Roscommon, so he's in the recovery process, so we'll not be sure of his availability until later in the week. And it was my understanding, I think Carr was actually suspended, I think. He was sent off in the club championship the last game, so I think he had to serve a one-match suspension.
Yeah.
Big Neil, I think, should be fine as well. He just had a wee bit of a tightness in his back, you know.
Yeah, and Neil McGee as well, obviously missed the game recovering from that nose injury suffered against the previous game in Kerry.
Previous game, yeah. Listen, he's just sat out, and I think he's hoping to be back involved. Well, Frank, you know, is probably the only one that we definitely rule out, you know. We'd expect, you know, the boys to recover, you know, they mightn't do a whole lot.
And what, Frank was a hamstring, is it, or...?
Yeah, Frank just picked up a tightness in his hamstring, you know, towards the end of the Mayo game, and he thought he'd be fine, but it was just niggling at him since, and just we got a scan that revealed there was slight bit of damage to his hamstring. But, you know, he'd be very close this weekend. If he's not, he should be available for the weekend after.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, a big Ulster semi-final coming up in the under-21, you have to take that into consideration too, I'm sure.
Ah, yeah, listen, the boys are, I think they're playing Tyrone, I think, the following Wednesday, so there'll be a number of them in our panel, as they have been throughout the year, and we see how they go again during the week.
Yeah, and tell me, Keelan Ward, one player we haven't seen an awful lot in the league, one of our better players in the McKenna Cup, what's the story on him?
Keelan's probably just at a slight disadvantage, Tom, in the sense that he's based in Carlow, and he doesn't really be, you know, involved at all in any training as such with ourselves. So he's working away in his own, so he is there. And listen, I think we got a run out there against Mayo. So look, he's at home now for the 2 weeks, and he's training with us. He's off at Easter, so that's a big advantage for Keelan now, you know.
And tell me, Dublin obviously going very well, though down quite a few players.
So that's been the nature of Dublin over the last three, four seasons. They just have been going very well, despite the absentees. And suppose if there's one county can do without certain players, it's themselves. And we've seen again with Ballyboden, you know, winning the All Ireland club, the strength and depth that they have, and the under 21s has had a big win again. You know, look, Dublin keep producing players, and it's a credit to them. Really got themselves very well organised. But look, we're looking forward to it. We feel that it's about ourselves. You know, we don't overly worry about the opposition this time of year. If we can put in a big shift, be hopeful, you know, that we could come out the right side.
Yeah, someone said to me during the week that Dublin are good and obviously have a good squad, but they've lost three big players, Jack McCafferty, Rory Carroll and Alan Brogan, and no matter how good you are, players like that are hard to replace.
Ah, they are. Listen, look, they're huge players. Listen, Alan Brogan is, you know, for 13, 14 seasons, he was one of the best forwards, if not the best, for a number of years in the country. And, you know, he had a big impact even coming off the bench towards the latter end of last year. And obviously, Rory Carroll, to be fair, is a very specialised full-back. And, you know, we've had a lot of battles with him, you know, between the under-21s going back as far as 2010 and many times over the seniors. And, you know, Jack McCaffrey's emergence in Football of the Year last year. So they are big misses, but, you know, I suppose Jim Gavin will be stressing it's about who's here and who's available now. And the plus side, they have Owen O'Gara coming back into the equation. They have Paul Mannion back from his travels, and the emergence, re-emergence of Cormac Costello, you know.
Obviously, as we said, it's a big game, and obviously you mentioned earlier as well that your thoughts are very much on June and the championship. And I know mathematically you probably could still be caught and maybe caught up in the dogfight, but effectively you're probably safe in Division 1. Is it important maybe to in your way of thinking and maybe in the team process of maybe getting to a league semi-final or maybe getting out now and just getting ready for the championship?
Oh, look, we'll take it whatever way it comes, you know, but every game we play we want to win, you know, and this weekend's no different. And I think if we win this weekend, we'll be assured of a place practically in the semi-final. And listen, we welcome either way. You know, last year, to be fair, there was very much a distraction in the sense, I think we'd only 5 weeks from the end of the league until we were out in Ulster. But this year we've 9. So, listen, if we're lucky enough to get through to Ulster, or sorry, to a National League semi-final, we'd really look forward to it. We'd give it our best shot. But likewise, if we don't make it through, we'll really look forward to the 9-week break of, you know, looking after ourselves and building on our fitness and getting ready for Fermanagh Antrim.